ask you the question this morning, is the Lord rejoicing over you in gladness? Have you ever thought about that? Is the Lord rejoicing over you in gladness? I'm pretty sure I've told this story. It touched me deeply. A warm, tender moment between two grown men. Dr. Larry Crabb is a Christian psychologist. I have read for years and have been in workshops with him and have shared with him personally, embraced in Christian love, and he's just a very special person to me. But he shares how Brennan Manning is his spiritual director. And they get together once or twice a year as Larry is seeking to grow in his faith. And they always like to meet at the beach. So they come from different directions, being busy men who actually travel all over the country doing workshops and speaking. And they set aside their time. And Larry is a pretty conservative guy. I mean, even when he's talking about loving the Lord and loving other people, he's a kind of reserved guy. But Brennan Manning is a little more exuberant, and he always gets to the beach first. And when he sees Larry walk down through the dunes and onto the beach, and they start getting closer, Brennan Manning just jumps up and down in joy and anticipation of their meeting. And that's a beautiful scene to me, that you just jump up and down for joy in meeting someone that you love so much in Christ Jesus. I think that's what this passage means from this strange book called Zephaniah. The prophet is saying the Lord wants to jump up and down in joy for you. But we've got to put ourselves in a relationship, just as Larry Crabb puts himself in relationship with Brennan Manning, for that experience to happen. And Zephaniah tells us all of the wonderful benefits that are going to be ours when indeed the Lord rejoices over each of us with gladness. This was his promise in his prophecy, even though God was going to destroy his people, separate them, scatter them over what they thought was the face of the earth. There was going to be a coming back together and a rejoicing party time where the Lord just rejoiced over his people coming back in gladness. And so God's always reaching out to us as we stray from his presence spiritually, and always standing there with open arms. And when we start coming towards him, I feel like God's jumping up and down with joy, rejoicing in gladness over us. But what we have to do is remember what Zephaniah tells us. He says, do not fear. Don't let your fears take over your life, because God is in our midst. And particularly this time of year, we celebrate him as Emmanuel. We celebrate our God's presence with us, God with us, Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, who came to dwell in the midst of the people of this world. So if we push away our fears and realize that God's in our midst, he's not only that, he is a warrior who is going to bring victory to our lives when we line up with him. We don't have to fight all the battles we fight. God will do it for us if we have gathered ourselves into his presence. And it's then that the Lord will be rejoicing over each of us with gladness. Not only that, he will renew us in his love. That his love is so great. His love is so wonderful. His love is so powerful that when we're broken and hurt, when we're coming out of being so overcome with our fears, he will renew us in his love. It's just going to overflow. It's going to be abounding. And it will lift us up to new heights and renew us. You know, when I'm in counseling, usually I tell people in the first session that, and I don't think you probably get this from every counselor, but I believe from a Christian point of view, this is the goal of Christian counsel, is to say, I want to be able to love you as much as you will allow me to love you. See, we really can't love a person any more than they'll allow us to love them. We can't draw close to people if they've got up a barrier and they're holding us at a distance, but we can love them as much as they allow us to love them. And to have someone share how that desire to love them has renewed their lives, has renewed their faith, or has brought them closer to God is no greater compliment than we can receive. That's the best it gets. For a person to be able to say to us, because of our love, our reaching out to them in Christ Jesus, with a love that's greater than our love, because without his presence in our lives, we can't pour out that much love. But God can not only renew us in his love, through us, he can renew other people who are hurt and afraid and broken and rejected. And so often down through the years, I've dealt with so many people that came out of mental and physical and verbal and sexual abuse, that it's really difficult sometimes to draw close to the Lord. Because if your own mom and dad has abused you, how do you really believe that there's someone in heaven who's going to accept you with open arms? But you see, if we love them, if we care for them, if we accept them, then they can accept the love of God. God's renewing power can be conveyed to others through feeble human beings like you and me. But we've got to surrender to him. We've got to be lifted up and renewed by his love. And then he'll let that love flow through us to others. That's the greatest joy in my life. Absolutely the greatest joy of my life. To be just a small part. And when I get that kind of response to what's going on in the counseling or the spiritual direction relationship, you actually end up feeling so inadequate. It's such a humbling experience to think that God could actually use us to draw another human being closer to him. Boy, if there's anything that humbles you, it's that. But that's what Zephaniah is saying God wants to do. He wants to renew us and for us to be a source of renewal for others, because by accepting them, they can believe in a God who accepts them and loves them and renews them. He will exalt over you with singing. He will remove disaster from you. I mean, people who've gone through horrible life experiences, lived through things that are disasters to their lives. God's renewing love just pushes all of that away so they can live victoriously, because he's that warrior fighting and getting the victory for them. Don't we need a God like that in our lives? Doesn't the world need a Savior and Redeemer like that? Doesn't our present age need to see that exhibited in our world? And when you offer yourself to Him to be an instrument of His loving renewal, you participated in His creative power to change the world. Certainly this time of year, we ought to understand that. That by His grace, we become incredibly powerful people. That, like Jesus, can break down barriers. Not because of our strength or our goodness, but because of the goodness of God flowing through us. In the scripture reading today from Isaiah, Isaiah tells us to draw from the well of salvation. That God's richness is there to be drawn on. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on His name. Make known His deeds. Proclaim His name. Sing praises for what He has done. Let it be known to everybody you come in contact with. That's the way to have the joy of the Lord in your life. That is the way we draw into the presence with God so He is rejoicing over us with gladness. And in Philippians, we heard Paul's understanding of this invitation. When Paul says, rather than worrying, let your requests be known to God with thanksgiving in prayers and supplications. And then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. See, that warrior image, God standing there guarding us, guarding our hearts, guarding our minds, so we don't slip into the things of this world. And that's why Paul can say, rejoice in the Lord. I say again, rejoice. But in our own personal growth, we have to do the very thing I shared with the children. Like John the Baptist, we have got to let Jesus increase in His importance in our lives and let our own selfishness and self-centeredness decrease. When we do that, we can be assured that our lives will be filled with joy just as John the Baptist was. He had fulfilled his mission. And our mission as Christians is to surrender to the powerful presence of a loving God and let Him rule in our hearts and lives through Christ Jesus. When we allow Jesus to increase and our own desires to decrease, I guarantee you, the Lord will be rejoicing over you with gladness, jumping up and down with joy and sharing that joy in your life so you can be a blessing to others. Let us pray. Father, we confess that so often we're looking out after what we want, what we think's best. Our understanding of our lives, our marriages, our families, our jobs, what we think's best at church, in the community, what the president ought to do, and what national leaders ought to do, when we really need to be concentrating our efforts on letting our egos decrease and the presence of your Son increase in us. For He is the embodiment of love, and love will change and transform the world. But it's got to start with us. We've got to make that conscious decision just as John the Baptist made it. And then we too, like him, will have hearts filled with joy, a joy that the world cannot take away from us. Because, Father, you're a warrior guarding our hearts. You're rejoicing over us in gladness when we surrender to your salvation. May it be so in our lives, today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen.